second personal foul on the third team. Mark Gainforth doesn't like the call. Dutifully staying up for his team. So Brandon Harper, number 20, 6'1" senior, checks in for USA. Cody Seaman gets the inbounds pass against Zach Kramer, top of the key. USA leads by four, their largest of the night. Austin Sells, left wing, top of the key to Callan Cook. Or to Eli Kraft, right wing. Back up to Cook against Ballard. Back over to Eli Kraft, drives into the elbow, kicks it back out to Cook. Now to Cody Seaman, right wing. He dribbles into the free throw line, stops, but into the right corner to Josh Schelke against Harper. Callan Cook against Ballard at the right wing. Now Schelke back to Cook. Minute 44 left in the first quarter. High reach trails by four to USA. Both teams have had a lead, both largest at four. Kraft back up to Cook, top of the key. Thought about taking the three, does not. Over to Self's right wing, into the corner to Schelke. Down the baseline, picks it up, back up top to Cook. Over to Kraft, left wing. He drives in, goes for layup, and he is fouled. Mark Gainforth doesn't like the call. USA doesn't either. Harbor Beach celebrates as they send Eli Kraft to the line for two shots. He has 2 points tonight, has not attempted a free throw yet. It is the fourth team foul for USA and the first against Brandon Harper, number 20. Eli Kraft to the line, shooting two shots. First free throw's good. Three-point game. 12-9. 1:23 left in the first. Great game so far. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Ballard. 12-9, three-point lead for USA. Top of the key, Aaron Sines, now to the simpler right wing. High reach in that zone defense. The simpler dribbling at the top of the key, now to Zach Kramer, right wing. Back up to simpler, or to Brandon Ballard for three. The left wing, it's up, it's off the mark. Rebound, Brandon Harper. He goes up for two, misses this one. Rebound, Callan Cook. Cody Seaman on the transition puts this one up and off the glass and running out of bounds, puts this one in for two. Impressive to say the least.
I don't know how he made that.
We have a one-point game, 12-11, USA by one with 45 seconds left in the first quarter.
His entire body was behind the backboard.
Harper for a jump shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound to Callan Cook. Three Harper Beach defenders were for that rebound. Austin Sells in the left corner, now to Kraft left wing. 34 seconds left. Cody Seaman top of the key. Harper Beach potentially going for the last shot here. Ron Rubel calling for the last shot. Cody Seaman retreats, being guarded by Zach Kramer. Now the hands of Eli Kraft, being guarded by Sines from a distance.
20 seconds.
12-11, USA by a mere point. USA led 12-8, Harbor Beach led 8-4.
10 seconds.
Josh Schelke, right wing, back to Eli Kraft, 8 seconds. Austin Seltz feeds it down. Josh Schelke goes up for the layup. This one's no good. And out of bounds with 3.2 seconds left in Harbor Beach ball. Brendan Ballard with good defense there against Josh Schelke. Tough shot forced him to make. And Eli Kraft feeds this in to Josh Schelke. Goes to work again. Slim misses his footing. And he can't get the shot to go. So after the first quarter, USA leads by one, 12-11 on the WLW Sports Network.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboeing Family Medicine encourage exercise in all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboeing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Seaboeing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
First quarter, USA leads by one, 12-11. Ryan Brown listened into Harbor Beach's huddle.
Coach Rubel was pretty happy with his team defensively so far. They did add a new wrinkle to their scheme with tonight's defensive strategy. What he wants to do is just clean up the defensive rebounds a little bit. Brendan Ballard's getting too many putbacks that he's, you know, care to see, so he wants to clean that up.
We just had a shot made by USA. No one knows what it is. It's not even on the board. potentially a two from Nick DeSimpler.
Air ball.
Excuse an air ball. Thank you for that, Ryan Brown. Colin Cook, so it's 12-11. Harbor Beach trailing by one. Colin Cook goes to work from the left block. He goes up. And Josh Schelke is going to be called. No, excuse me. It's going to be a foul against USA. Number 20, Brandon Harper with the foul. A little confused by that. 15th foul for USA. That's two for Harper. He sits down. Seth Gangler comes in. Number 44, a 6'3" senior. Eli Kraft with the inbound here underneath his own hoop for Harbor Beach. And feeds it into the safety valve to Austin Seltz. Now to Cody Seaman, right wing. To the left wing to Austin Seltz. Back up to the top to Colin Cook. Over to Seaman for three from the right wing. No good. Rebound Austin Seltz on the offensive board. Eli Kraft over to the right wing to Josh Schelke for three. Yes! Josh Schelke with 7 points of Harbor Beach's 14 gives the lead back to Harbor Beach by two, 14-12, Harbor Beach on top. Zach Kramer responds with a three, no. Rebound Cody Seaman into Eli Kraft, and here come the Pirates in transition. Josh Schelke, same spot for another three, no good. Rebound Colin Cook goes up for the shot, and they're saying it's blocked by Ballard. Into the hands of Zach Kramer, 14-12. Harbor Beach by two over USA, and a steal by Eli Kraft, and the wide open layup is good. Fourth turnover for USA in the game. Leads to a transition basket for Eli Kraft. He has five, and it's a 4-point lead for Harbor Beach now, 16-12. The mystical USA chance starts up again. Both teams on their best game tonight, and both fan bases on their feet. DeSimpler over to the right wing, top of the key to Gangler. Against Eli Kraft, over to Sines, left wing. To the skip pass for DeSimpler for three, off the mark, rebound. Still loose, Cody Seaman brings it in for Harbor Beach. Josh Schelke, left wing, dribbling down to the baseline, retreats back up to Austin Sells. Cody Seaman, top of the key to Eli Kraft, right wing. Against Aaron Sines, 5:58 left in the second, 16-12, Harbor Beach over USA. Three lead changes and two ties so far, and we've played just about 10 minutes. Colin Cook for three, left wing, off the mark, and rebounds Aaron Sines for USA. DeSimpler, left wing, dribbling, top of the key to Sines, pulls up for the jump shot just inside the mark. This one's off the mark, and rebound Eli Kraft. It's one on three, goes up for the layup. This one's no good, and rebound Zach Kramer. DeSimpler now slowing things down for USA. Brendan Ballard looks a little out of breath out there, and Eli Kraft steals it right into the hands of Seth Ganger at the left elbow. Fifth turnover for USA as Austin Seltz kicks it back up to Eli Kraft, over to Cody Seaman, left wing against Kramer. 5 minutes left. Cody Seaman goes down to the baseline, and we have a push against USA. Zach Kramer doesn't like the call. It is the 16th foul against USA. Harbor Beach is going to be in the bonus for the remainder of this 5 minutes and 4 seconds of the first half. So Hayden Ewald actually checks back in and replaces Seth Gangler. Fouls against Zach Kramer, his first, USA 6. Eli Kraft inbounds this one underneath his own hoop, left side of your radio for the black jersey to Harbor Beach. Into Cody Seaman, top of the key. 5:02 left in the second. 4-point ball game. Largest lead of the night for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft to Austin Seltz, top of the key. Josh Schelke, right elbow against Ballard, over to Eli Kraft. Thought about taking the three, does not. Back up to Seltz, back to Kraft. Kraft now skip past the Seltz, right wing into Josh Schelke, as now USA is keeping Ballard underneath the basket and not drawing him out to the high post. Eli Kraft resets the offense, top of the key. 4:30 left in the second.
You know you're doing something right when the USA student section is saying boring.
That's why NCAA enacted a shot clock. Eli Kraft over to Austin Seltz, left wing, back up to Kraft. Just taking their time now. Trying to swing momentum even further their way with a 4-point lead. Kraft, top of the key. Over to Seltz for three, left wing, no good, rebound. Cody Seaman brings it in, still loose, into the hands of Austin Seltz. Good heads-up play by the sophomore. Josh Schelke pulls up inside the lane for two, and it's good. Schelke with 9 points, 5 in the second. Now a 6-point lead, largest for Harbor Beach on the night. On the right wing, Zach Kramer against Eli Kraft, all the way over to the left wing. Now to the hands of Sines. DeSimpler, right wing, top of the key to Ewald. Feeds it down to the low post to Ballard. He puts